for an exciting month on TV, the Jerry Bader Show. 50th anniversary of the Beatles on Sullivan. House of Cards comes back on Valentine's Day. Netflix, they download the whole, the entire season at once. I think it's 12 episodes. On the 16th, I believe it is, The Americans returns. Really? I missed that. Last night was the 50 years of SI swimsuit issues. I did miss that. That's got to be on demand somewhere. You can find anything on demand. That's just such a changing world. You don't ever really miss, unless you are completely inept technologically, you never really miss a TV show anymore. Jason says he was obsessed with Kate Upton's great big eyes. She has beautiful big eyes. She has gorgeous big eyes. Kate Upton, is Kate Upton the most beautiful woman in the world right now? To you, that there's just no debate, huh? She, well, you love your wife, but .. Kate Upton would be gone, huh? Beautiful woman, absolutely beautiful woman. Okay, I talked about the disappearance of the middle class, and Republicans have denied this for years, in large part because they couldn't do anything about it, so they just, well, and here's the thing. They don't want to criticize the rich getting richer, and they felt that if they acknowledged that the middle class was shrinking, they would be celebrating the rich getting richer. Conservatives celebrate everyone doing better. The mythology here is that the middle class is shrinking because the rich are getting richer. On a local level, a member of the Wausau City Council pointed out how mistakes are being made by city governments, and what he talks about in Wausau, happening all over the country. But further, we have done things which have discouraged growth of employers that would create good-paying jobs. We have told people that good-paying jobs like welding and other jobs that are hard work, by the way, but pay well, are somehow not honorable, that everybody has to go to college. And this is why I preach on this and preach on this. And yes, even the president in his State of the Union pointed this out. You do have to have people who do the work you don't know how to do or don't have time to do. You know, plumbers, and you know, that's a very honorable profession. And if you're good at it, you can make a good living. Electrician and others. But the jobs that go into manufacturing, making things. I know Scott Walker took a lot of grief because his staff didn't vet one of the employees up there on stage with him. But specialty welding is an area right now where people are needed. If people are willing to take these jobs, and I'm not, you know, you hear about this, doing that illegal immigrants are doing the jobs Americans won't do. Okay, that's when John McCain was talking about picking cabbage and that sort of thing. No, Americans won't do that job for what illegal immigrants get paid. But you have the story out of Colorado where construction contractors couldn't find workers to make $15-$18 an hour. No, that's why we need to reform immigration, so we can bring in people from other countries to do that work when we have the unemployment that we do. Here's another reason the middle class is disappearing. Neither side is willing to admit that you're going to have a job for life anymore, that all you need is training for that specific job, and you'll be able to put your kids to the college, own a house and a cabin up north. That is long gone. That was an anomaly of the 20th century. Actually, the latter half of the 20th century, where unions could extract that type of living from employers. It's gone with the global economy. And Republicans have to stop running from the income inequality debate and win it. because it's winnable. And as these businesses are pointing out, it's real. I mean, it is. How many people can afford? You know me, I'm a Ford man, but you could take any car company, I don't care. How many people can afford a Taurus? Or are they going to go with a Focus? You know, that's what you're talking about here. That middle sector of products are disappearing because these companies, including restaurants, can't find people to buy this stuff. The middle class is shrinking. Republicans and conservatives, though, can win the debate as to why if they will stop being afraid of that debate. All right, I am just about out of voice here with about 45 seconds left. So I'm going to take a big gulp of water, and then Jason is going to shoot the after show video. And on it today, at least I'll get to one or two things. One thing I'm going to get to for sure. All right, Madison is the most liberal city in Wisconsin, right? I think everybody would agree with that. One of the most liberal cities in America. They are going to be holding a conference in March to deal with their rabid racism and how Whitey has all the privilege in Madison. I will share that with you, and then you can see that on the after show video of the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. 10:58, just 8 minutes from Mark Stein filling in for Rush. Have a lovely one. A lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.